So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
I get what you guys are saying, but I also think it's cyclical, or at least it should be cyclical. If you have a division of inept organizations continue to be inept, that's fine, but I still think it's a cyclical thing. Teams that bottom out tend to get better players. They tend to be better over time. How good they are, well, for that period of time, we'll find out. But damn it, I think that winning a division, this is the last bastion where I think divisions matter. It doesn't matter. Hockey fans, forgive me, I don't know, so I don't mean to besmirch your sport. Maybe it's a big deal. But when it comes to basketball, I don't think anybody can name the division or the teams. I think our listeners could. I think that there's a lot of people who couldn't name the teams in their division. In baseball, I don't think anybody cares maybe a little bit about the Tigers, and that's it. This is a division where it matters. Now, we are blessed to be in a division where these rivalries matter.
NFC the North, NFC North.
Yeah.
Seems like those two are the ones, and the NFC East.
The NFC East, because everybody hates Cowboys, and those other three teams are within an hour and a half or whatever it is of each other.
I guess what I am wondering is, why do we still need these four team divisions? The reason I ask that question is, I still think even if you enlarge the divisions, went to either six teams or whatever, and if there's ever NFL expansion, that could blow up the whole model as we know it anyway.
True.
But if you expanded, you can still have it where you designate two or three teams, you play home and home every year, no matter what. So you get the fans going to each other's venue, even though it's never going to be like baseball in that regard. But I still think you could do that, and it still will matter. Those games will all matter.
They always matter, but I think it bastardizes it in the end. I mean, could we find ourselves, real quick on, can we find ourselves in a situation like the Lions and Vikings did last year? There was real fever to that game.
And week 18.
Yes, and I would like to find us, or I think the Ravens and Steelers have been in that situation before, have they not?
Yes.
I would like to find us in that situation, God willing, someday.
Well, I think the one thing that we've all missed, we missed it as a show, was there's still, if you win your division, you're still making the playoffs. You're just not going to get an automatic 1-4 seed.
Right.
So they still need the division from that stance, unless you want to get rid of, then you just go to the top 7 or top 8, whatever they end up changing the playoff format to, records make it. Right. And then maybe occasionally there is a ninth team that is left out of it. If you go to 8, you do have more teams that finish with the same record but lose a tiebreaker. And these divisions are used for the tiebreaker stuff.
Well, was the original point of having these divisions to begin with, did it have anything to do with geographical stuff?
Yeah,
because obviously that doesn't matter now. Everybody can just get on. Well,
now we're talking about when they when the Texans came in and they had to redraw the league, right? Because there used to be an AFC Central, and that went away, and so that was something that was like the Colts were in it. It was the Browns, the Colts,
the Colts.
No, I'm sorry,
Colts were in the AFC East.
They were still in their Baltimore.
Then you had a weird buffer time with Jacksonville that was in it. But I'm just asking, what was the point of ever having such small divisions? What was the point of
scheduling? It's easier to schedule as a 16 game season that way. It made things very easy for how they did it, because you played 6 games were in your division. You had a different division from your conference and the other one.
But
and
it was
then
balance.
The two that
part of it
you.
Was scheduling balance. So they were saying, look, it's hard with 16 games to ever compare all these different teams. So let's just focus on who's going to be the best of these four team groups. My thing is, which you're all going to have the same schedules as everybody else. You just don't play yourself. So you basically would have the same exact schedule, have your NFC conference, and then have your crossover games. But now
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
17-game schedule, and right around the corner, we're going to be in an 18-game schedule. So to me, that even lessens that you're going to get less scheduling balance because you're adding a whole nother game. And now that you're playing games overseas in Europe and London and all that, to me, doesn't it make sense now to just... I don't even know that we need divisions, period. I don't know why you can't just have NFC and AFC.
I think we need divisions. I think we need divisions.
Why do you need them?
Because I think it protects what the games are supposed to mean. I think it protects geographical rivalries. I think it does protect some of the geographical changes. And also, like, how do we determine what games are protected? You mentioned games that are protected. All right. Do we always have to protect the Steelers and Browns, or does that become a conversation? Do we always have to protect the Cowboys and Commanders, or does that become a conversation? 49ers as well, even though that's cross-division.
Like, honestly, ask a Chiefs fan who's not me, who didn't grow up that way, right? Ask somebody that's been a kid that's 18 years old that has been a Chiefs fan for 10 years, right? The Bills are probably their biggest rival right now. Would they get the two games with the Bills then?
Because do they even remember that Seattle was in the AFC West back in the day?
Absolutely not.
That Dave Craig and John Elway would have these battles.
All the way up to Holmgren, they were still there.
Yeah, so I think what I'm wondering is, Kenny, if you got rid of divisions altogether, are you telling me that Pittsburgh-Cleveland would become meaningless?
No, but I think it would take some of the teeth out of it, and I think that we have this, myself included, I have this vision of grandeur that someday you play them for a division. And to have that opportunity, we've robbed ourselves of that opportunity many times, obviously, but to not have that opportunity in the future, I think it lessens some of the fun that happens out of the regular season. The regular season in itself is starting to become a little bit taxing. You're making a longer season, because remember, it's not just going to be an 18th game. It's going to be two more weeks. It's a game, and they're definitely going to add a bye week to that.
Yes.
So now you're making the schedule longer. This is the same stuff we bitch about when it comes to baseball and basketball and hockey.
So you're saying
these long regular seasons,
and then there's the front end. Yes. So it's going to be tacked on in the back.
Exactly. So you still play for more.
Are you saying something? So this is like an in-season tournament? I mean, that's what a division will mean to you?
In so many ways, yes. In so many ways, yes.
How many seasons since we've been on air here has the season not went the Browns' way, but at least you held on to, we're playing the Steelers this weekend, and we got to beat the Steelers.
Winning the division helps it stand for something. Because at some point, if you get rid of the divisions, or if you were to still have divisions, but you still, the more pointless thing to do, if you still have divisions, but you're still like, okay, 1-7, boom. There you go.
That's what the NBA does.
And you are going to see divisions that just don't have a playoff team, because they're getting beat from seven other teams across three other divisions. And then you are going to lose a lot of interest in those teams. And I don't think that that's what they do. That's the exact opposite of what the NFL wants. Even the terrible suck-ass teams from the AFC North that we've said before, they still have, all right, if you get to the playoffs, we got a chance.
I see. This is where I think things have changed a little bit and evolved. I think most fans are rooting for the Browns to lose games those final 3 weeks, even if they're divisional opponents. How many times have we played the Bengals?
To help their draft stock?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
To help their draft stock.
So what has that even helped us?
But if you have a 8-win football team that finds itself on the outside looking in, even if it's the lead in the division, you're killing that. If you're still an 8-win football team, all right, well, Joe Blow still has an opportunity to go buy a ticket to go see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or whoever in the AFC or NFC South, because it usually does end up that way for whatever reason, to go see that team go ahead and play for a division title, even if it's goofy amongst the others. And we have seen those teams win before in the playoffs.
A division title would mean more if there were more teams. Just beating three other teams, when really the goal is to win the Super Bowl, just doesn't seem to mean much to me in 2025 as it did when I was younger.
216-474-0092. Do we still need divisions?
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.